That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. When your husband looks at you over dinner with a sad look in his eye and he goes, when should we get concerned about the fact that the baby doesn't have hair?
All right.
That's all I need to know about you. Guy can't remember to like call me after the baby's doctor's appointment to see how that went.
Right.
Concerned about the fact that our little girl doesn't have hair yet.
I wonder if that's a masculinity thing. Like he's just, you know what I mean? He's worried about his virile abilities
his
at this
girl.
Point. I mean, it's, you know, Hayden, as you like to joke, was she was hairy.
So that here's the
she
whole
came
thing.
Came right out with a full head.
Yeah.
And like, what was it? The vampire peak thing? What is that?
No, we called her Teen Wolf when she was born.
Right.
No, my daughter Hayden was born with the most hair. Mm-hmm. And my niece, who is almost the same age as my daughter Dakota, 4 months, she's 7 months, also massive head of hair.
Right.
So for us, we don't know what it's like
you're
to
confused.
Have a bald baby.
You're confused.
Yeah.
Right.
And now that little tiny hair that she had has all fallen out.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's got, like, this weird little mullet thing going on. I'm not concerned. But
Paul is.
He was like, did you talk to the doctor about it? I go, what am I supposed to say?
My baby has a mullet.
Do you have Rogaine
like,
baby?
Right, she looks like Billy Ray Cyrus.
How can we take care of this? Right.
Oh,
that's
God.
Funny.
I was like, what is wrong with you? I can't.
Oh, that's funny, man. Well, I tell you, if you've taken to ice skating out front of your house on the water that I dumped off of my pool, that's all I need to know about you.
Is that your doggy, I hope?
No, I was pumping water off the pool top for, like, you know, immediately it gets above a certain degree on the mercury, and you immediately got to start thinking about summer. The pressure immediately starts for my wife. Well, when are we going to get the chairs out there? When are we going to do this with the pool bar? What are we going to do that with that? So I'm pumping it off, and then, of course, it's pretty cold last night, and I look out, and there's, like, three kids skating on it. And
wow.
I'm just thinking to myself, I don't have the insurance to cover you.
Right.
So don't do it. I didn't think it was that cold, but I guess it was.
You should charge.
No, you should tell the children to not hurt themselves and to get off your property.
I don't like screaming at children that I'm not necessarily in charge of.
I know, but
in my neighborhood.
But they're on your property, aren't you?
To my wife.
What if they hurt themselves?
They're right out front of it, and I don't want to be that guy.
You can skate beyond my property line.
Wait a minute. A strange man with tattoos and a big voice screamed out the window at you guys. I'm calling the police.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm calling the police.
Just let them ice skate. It's fine.
Right. If you're a person who thinks that it's a good idea to blast hip-hop at your cheese because you think it makes it taste better, that's all I need to know about
I did
you.
Hear about that.
It's science.
It does sound like science, doesn't it?
Doesn't
Hip-hop
make sense.
Hip-hop makes a lot of things feel better, I will say that.
If you have no idea what he's talking about, there's a new study that says that if you eat cheese, hip-hop sounds better. Am
right.
I right? Am I getting that right?
If you age cheese while listening to hip-hop, you basically, like, surround it with hip-hop.
Yeah.
You just
and then you
blast an album. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like whiskey in a charcoal barrel.
I mean, cheese is delicious anyway. Why do we have to infuse it with hip-hop?
I don't know. I don't know.
Feels weird. Like EPMD would be good for the ferment. I can't do it.
Fermentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Process.
1-800-330-9999.
Whatever happens with cheese.
Give us a call. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about
it's
you.
Good thing you're here.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
While some people are obsessed with the brackets and basketball, here at Star 99.9, we are looking to find the saddest song of all time.
I mean, it's a tournament you can really get behind because everybody's been there. Heartbroken, and then a song just comes on, and it takes it next level.
Absolutely.
You level up with your heartbreak in a zap.
So the Sweet 16, the selections have been predetermined, so please stop nominating things.
Yeah.
Here's another one right now.
Every day.
Have you ever heard Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven?
No, never.
Never.
Never. Never heard it before in my life. Right.
We get
thanks.
It. There's a lot of sad songs, but these we have deemed to be the saddest. And you're going to determine who makes it at this point. This is the last contender for the Elite Eight. Today's matchup is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, Shallow.
Oh, my gosh.
They're so in love.
That's the thing that really takes it next level. They're in love.
Yeah.
They're in love, and the world won't let them be together because
can't.
He's already
engaged,
got a baby or whatever he's
baby's
got
mama.
With that wicked right. hot Russian model lady.
Right, it's true.
Who seems to be so nice.
Yeah, and you watch A Star
so,
Is Born.
So, so nice.
And your heart breaks at the end of A Star Is Born, and you just think about this song that they made in the parking lot.
Right.
And it all
I mean, you're giving a
back.
Lot of details. Spoiler alert. Thank you.
I mean,
you already ruined it for me this morning.
Raven, that movie's been made 4 times. If you don't know what happens, you have to get with the times. I don't know what to tell you.
And the challenger is...
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh,
take on Celine Dion.
I mean,
he's the king of the world on the front of the boat. She lost her husband in real life. Oh my gosh, Rose wasn't a real person, but we all still believe maybe that she was on Titanic.
She says that she's never going to let go, and then she immediately lets go.
Yeah, she's like, I'm off this.
Right.
Breaks the bones in his hand because his hand is frozen to her hand to get away and live.
Right.
I just watched it the other day for the first time in a while, and it was jarring.
When you hear that song, the first thing you think about is Leonardo DiCaprio floating away and sinking
cold
into
water.
The water.
Cold water. See you later. I immediately think of cold water. You're right.
All right, but listen, only one can make it
spoiler
to the
end. Spoiler alert, the boat doesn't make it to New York.
No,
what?
Spoiler alert.
Right. Yeah. Come on.
You know what? She did it to me on Star is Born, so deal with it.
1-800-330-9999. What song do you think should make it to the Elite Eight of March Sadness? Give us a call now and vote.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
That's right. We're looking to crown the saddest song of all time. And today's matchup is Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Shallow. In the
wicked sad.
Very sad.
Totally sad.
Oh, them singing at the Oscars. Wow.
Looking into each other's hearts, knowing that they'll never be able to be together because his lady is so nice and she also is beautiful.
Right.
She seems very nice.
Challenger today, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Iceberg dead ahead.
I'll never let go.
Oh, and then she immediately lets go. So
right
fast, let's go.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What song do you think should make it to the Elite Eight?
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
I mean, that kid is like 10 days old, and already they know it's the saddest song on the planet. Thank you for the call.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think is the saddest song?
Celine Dion.
So, I mean, everybody is going
right
for Celine Dion.
I mean, the boat doesn't make it to port, Anna Zapp. All right?
Right.
All full of hope when they get out there and they're headed out to sea.
Yeah.
Full of hope. Everything's going to be great. He thought he was the luckiest guy in the world, Jack did, when he won that poker hand and got the tickets, and they never made it.
But I think here's what's going to happen. I think, like, in 5-10 years, we're going to look back and we're going to be like, no, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper singing Shallow.
Only if they end up together. Anna and Raven, what is the saddest song? Is it Shallow or is it My Heart Will Go On?
Shallow.
You think so, huh?
Why?
Tell us why.
Why? Because I happen to know the writer is from Hampton, and it's his first big hit, and it's a really depressing song.
I mean, that's not reasons why it's sad unless you know this individual to be a very sad man. I mean, all that sounds like positive stuff.
No, she probably has a good point. Like, we know this guy. He's a local guy. And
right,
most likely,
he'll be sad if he loses?
No, he'll be happy if he wins. But Celine Dion doesn't need the money or any promotion for her, so she'll be sad that she's a loser.
I mean, we're not awarding Celine Dion money if she wins.
No. I realize that, but she doesn't deserve any more accolades.
Wow.
Wow. You've made that decision about Celine Dion, huh?
She basically said, I hate Canadians. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi.
Which is sadder?
Oh, I think Celine Dion's song is sadder.
I agree. It really is, I think. I don't know. They're both sad.
Well, the last caller decided that Celine Dion gets nothing else the rest of her life.
Yeah, and also claimed to not like Canadians.
Thank you for the call, but thank you for your vote.
Yeah. Hi, Anna and Raven. Which song is sadder?
I am definitely voting for Celine Dion's song. I love that song. It is so amazing. It touches my heart every time.
Yeah.
Are you crying?
Are you? Yeah.
Thank you.
It brings back so many memories of my childhood.
Well, I hope you weren't on a boat.
Me, I hope so too.
And Ann Raven, which song is sadder?
Well, they are both pathetically sad.
Right.
At least Celine Dion has some hope. Lady Gaga sounds pathetic, like there's no hope whatsoever left.
Right. Right.
True.
Because I'm not sure if you saw the movie, but he doesn't make it. Anna Zapp blew that for me this morning.
So I did see it multiple times.
Oh, right. She saw it multiple times. Well, don't ruin it for me, Anna already did. Thank you for your vote.
So here's the thing, is that she makes a really good point. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, like, there's no hope left in her voice. You know, like, this is over.
Is that because his wife is hotter than Lady Gaga?
No, with the song. It has nothing to do with their real life.
Okay.
When she's singing, there's nothing left in her. But Celine Dion, like, when she talks about it, she's talking about there's hope on the horizon.
Right, I'm going to live. Right, I'll probably have another boyfriend.
We'll go on.
Right, I mean, if I take this diamond, I'm going to be rich, too.
Right.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because after calculating all the social media votes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it wasn't even close. My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion makes it to the Elite Eight.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
And what that means...
I'm the king of the world!
And what that means...
Well, I was just feeling it.
Uh-huh. Is that tomorrow we are going to start the Elite Eight competition. It'll be Angel Sarah McLachlan versus Hallelujah Jeff Buckley. It's about to get real. Same time, right here on Star.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Joy and Anthony joining us this morning. Joy, let's start with you. What's going on?
So my sister has rescued a puppy. It is the cutest puppy. I love it. Her son is highly allergic to dogs, so she's asked us to take in the dog. We already have 3. We have plenty of room. We can totally take it in. It's just that I have to convince my husband.
Okay.
He doesn't want to.
Why would your sister adopt a dog knowing that her son is allergic?
Right. I mean, that's terribly irresponsible. I mean, she basically just dumped this thing in your lap, and that's not fair at all.
No, she's just a rescue person. Like, if she sees someone in need or she sees something that, you know, needs a home, she will come in and save the day. I mean,
save the day. Now you've adopted this dog that you can't keep.
Maybe focus on reptiles or something that's hypoallergenic. I guess.
It's a cute dog. I think we can keep it.
Anthony, what do you think about this?
We already have 3 dogs. I'm not super thrilled with that. We have to pretty much navigate our whole lives around the 3 dogs. I mean, traveling and stuff like that. It's easy to get a person to watch 1 dog, but it's insane to get someone to watch 3 dogs, let alone 4 dogs. It's not like I'm anti-dog, but just 1 or 2 dogs is good. 3's crazy. 4's insane. We already went over this when we got the 3rd one. The dogs are running our lives. I mean, you have no idea how much these things eat. They're controlling our lives. They dictate it. And I'm not trying to add another element into that. And your sister does this, honey. Your sister does this already. Every time she gets some form of responsibility on her lap, she looks to you to lift it off. And I'm not.
I know, but it needs a home. It's like her duty to take care of.
All right, just for clarity's sake here, Tony, that dog's wicked cute, though, right? The puppy's wicked cute.
It's smaller than the other dogs.
Right.
It is
so
cute.
It's inherently cute. Right. But I get it. It is a lot.
4 dogs. Yeah. My God.
My 2. Somebody walks down the street, they don't stop barking for 5 minutes. I can't imagine if I had 4 voices in that quartet.
Fourth dog going to do to 3 dogs already? I mean,
there's got to be an end. What's going to happen to the dog if you don't take the dog? I need to know that, too.
She's got to bring it back to the shelter.
Oh, well, you know, I hate that. So, you know,
they're horrible.
But this
shelters.
Isn't their problem. I mean,
they're not all
problem.
Horrible, but when you take a dog out of one, that dog thinks that he's going home. And this is, again, irresponsible of your sister, but we could put it to a vote for you guys.
Right. We'll ask our audience what they think. Enjoy. They may agree with you. What's 1 more dog? You got 3. You're saving this one. You don't want the dog to go back to the rescue. But they may see Anthony's point, too. This is not your problem, and you already have your hands full with 3. You don't want to add 4 to your brood. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Joy's sister adopted a dog and now needs to get rid of the dog, so she wants to take it in. Except Anthony says, we already have a bunch of dogs. I don't want another one. It's not our responsibility to save this puppy from going back to the rescue.
100% not fair of her sister to do that. Frankly, if I was the adoption agency and found out that happened, I would seriously consider not providing her a pet again in the future.
Yeah, but we want to know, whose side are you on? Would you take that puppy in? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I have to agree with him. 4 dogs is really insane. And, I mean, I feel bad for the dog having to go back to the shelter, but ultimately it should go on the sister. And she should be forced to find a dog for the new home.
Yeah.
You know what I think, too, is follow up on this. Because if you're just trusting her to make sure that she takes this dog back to the shelter responsibly, I mean, I don't know. She already made some terrible decisions associated with this. I don't know if it's likely that she would.
Yeah, well, we have to be careful not to attack her. You know, the child has allergies. So we don't know if she knew that going into it. But either way, it's a no-win situation. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Would you take a 4th dog in to help him out? Joy's sister has to give up the dog that she had just adopted. Turns out her son is allergic. So Joy says, I'll take him in. But her husband, Anthony, says, no way. We already have 3 dogs. We're not adding a 4th. But she's just afraid that the dog's going to go back to the rescue and she's worried about the dog's future. Is it her responsibility to take this puppy in?
I mean, it sounds like her sister has put her in multiple of these situations over the year because her husband says, hey, listen, this is what your sister does. She jumps in. She doesn't consider the consequences and she always expects you to bail her out.
1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I think for today I'm going to have to be on his side. As somebody who had two dogs and recently got a third for the same reason, it was a game changer. And if she thinks one dog can't change much, I'm telling you, this one little adorable dog has created complete chaos in my house.
I believe that.
Three dogs in my yard eating their own junk. Ugh. It's just craziness. One more dog can completely create chaos in their house.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't imagine having three dogs, let alone four. I mean, my one keeps me on my toes.
She sounds very much on edge. And Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the gentleman's side. I actually have four dogs right now. I had three dogs. I had to take my father-in-law's dog in. I have to walk the dogs every day. I have to clean up all the poop. And trust me, once you have one dog, two times the poop, two dogs, three times the poop, three dogs, and it's four times as much with four dogs.
It's a lot of poop.
It is just too much.
Yep.
He's swimming in it. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Rescuing that one dog is not going to change the world, but for that dog, its world has changed forever.
That is correct, and I love that saying. I have a sign. Thank you, sir.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Anthony, our audience agreed with you. Joy, it's not your responsibility to bail your sister out. And even if the dog is cute, you know what? It doesn't matter. He's just not comfortable with having that many pets in the house.
Ugh. I mean, where's people's, like, sympathetic bones? This is, like...
Listen.
Heartbreaking.
You would be hard-pressed to find somebody more sympathetic to you in a situation like this than myself. But ultimately, in the end, you need to be responsible. And the fact is that your sister's put you in a very tough position. This is unacceptable. It is a lot. And it's not fair to the dog. Every dog comes with an expense and a time investment and a space investment and so forth. And if you feel like you're maxed out, you got to respect that.
I guess
yeah.
So.
All right. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. A couple weeks ago, a Trumbull man made local news because he hit for $20,000 twice on scratch-offs in a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm. And now, Anna and Raven, we've got him on speed dial.
Yeah, Star 99.9. Jim has been joining us in studio, giving us all his Connecticut lottery tips because he wins all the time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured there's nobody else we should go to when talking about tonight's Powerball drawing more than him.
Got
to
get my hands on them big bucks, Jim.
Hey, Raven. Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, man. I'm hoping that you got all the tricks here because I really, really, really need to retire after today.
$750 million sounds pretty good.
Not bad. $300 mil after taxes. I'm sure you can make do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do what I can.
All right, so nobody has better luck in Connecticut more than you, I think. So we were hoping that you could give us the Powerball numbers, and then we can all win money and share it with our listeners.
Oh, yeah, you do realize once I get those numbers out, I'm going out today to play them.
I mean, you have to. We all have to play
them. Right, that is the plan.
Okay, there is a thing called a frequency table on the Connecticut Lottery website, and it tells you how often the balls come out. So from that chart, these are my winning numbers.
Okay.
23.
My birthday.
28.
I don't know that number.
It's the day before my birthday.
Okay.
32.
The day after the last day of the month.
Right.
Oh, we got a pattern here. 64.
Okay.
And I'll keep it clean. 69.
Nice.
All right. What are the numbers again? Read them back.
All right. These are the five most frequent numbers that come out in Powerball. 23, 28, 32, 64. 69, and the most frequent Powerball is 24.
You had said to me in a Facebook message, regardless if you buy one ticket or if you buy 300 tickets, your odds remain the same.
Yeah, you don't move the needle. I mean, statistically speaking, because it's 1 in 263 million, if you buy one ticket or you buy 100 tickets, the needle doesn't really move. There was a guy last week, I was at my favorite spot, he bought $600 in Powerball tickets. And if you check the lottery website, they tell you what the Connecticut results were in terms of winners. There really weren't many $15, $20 winners. So that guy dropped $600. Maybe he made 30 or 40.
Ugh, I'm going to be sick for him.
It's a game. So you got to have fun. Don't go broke.
So that's the thing, Jim. We're going to spend $1, or how much the Powerball tickets cost? I don't even know.
They're $3 if you play the Powerball.
Two plus the Powerball. I think it's $3 now when you get the Power, the Power Play.
Got to go $3.
That's a multiplier.
Go $3. Got to get the multiplier. $3.
That's what we're going to do, Jim. We're going to spend $3, and that's it. Play these numbers, 23, 28, 32, 64, 69, Powerball 24. And tomorrow morning, we're all going to wake up and be millionaires.
I'm in it.
I'm sleeping in.
Okay, me too. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Two Christmases!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
All right, Pepsi. We're looking for that 30th loss. I think you can do it. I actually have a really good feeling. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. I'm going to go get coffee number 3.
Right. All right, Pepsi, you've done this before. You know how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. As soon as Raven leaves, he can't hear us. Answer them as quickly as you can, and then I'll invite him back in and ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. And if you could beat him, $100 gift card to Little Pub and all the bragging rights that you could beat him, and he took 2 losses in a row. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Keanu Reeves' plane made an emergency landing, and he hitched a ride on a bus with the other passengers. He has a new character role in the 4th installment of this Pixar film due out in June. What movie is it?
What is Toy Story?
Number 2, this coffee chain says it will close 150 stores this year. Their logo is a green siren.
That is Starbucks.
Number 3, this comedian slash actor that starred in Billy Madison and Big Daddy announced a show at Webster Bank Arena this June. Who is it?
Adam Sandler.
Number 4, this first lady's memoir titled Becoming is on track to be the most best-selling memoir ever. Who is it?
That's Michelle Obama.
And number 5, Pepsi, this is the kicker here, and I think you can do it. The trailer for the live-action Dora the Explorer movie was released. What's the name of her mate, her male cousin that goes on adventures with her? He has a spin-off show, too.
Diego.
Pepsi, I think you got it. Raven! I think Pepsi's going to beat you.
Come on.
He got all 5.
Feels like cheating. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Keanu Reeves' plane made an emergency landing and hitched a ride on a bus with other passengers. He has a new character role in the 4th installment of this Pixar film due out in June.
I saw that. John Wick is coming to Toy Story. It's going to be great.
That is correct. Pepsi still leading you 5-1. Number 2, this coffee chain says it will close 150 stores this year. Their logo is a green siren.
Starbucks.
Also correct. Pepsi still leading you 5-2. Number 3, this comedian slash actor that starred in Billy Madison and Big Daddy announced his show at Webster Bank Arena this June.
Adam Sandler. I'm curious. I hear the new Netflix special is good.
I'm definitely going.
I think hear it's
gonna
funny.
Be great. Yeah. Okay, Pepsi still leading you 5-3. I got a good feeling. Number 4, this first lady's memoir titled Becoming is on track to becoming the best-selling memoir ever. Who is it?
It's Michelle Obama.
That's right. Raven, it comes down to this.
Okay.
Pepsi has tried several times to beat you. He's never succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
Pepsi has small children.
I mean, Pepsi's played a lot of times. I'm familiar with them. Let's go.
Number 5, the trailer for the live-action Dora the Explorer movie was released. What's the name of her male cousin that goes on adventures with her? He has a spinoff show, too.
Oh, come on.
Where are you walking? Where are you going? Get back on the mic.
Come on.
Huh. Yes.
Come on. You know that's a trick question. Did you just make that one up at the last minute?
Nope.
Because you know that's a trick question for me. Oh, gosh. What's his name? Oh, man.
Raven, I need a response.
Oh, gosh. Just, I wish I had a list of popular names right now in front of me. What's her name? Her name is Dora the Explorer. It's Jack. I'm gonna name it. It's Guadalupe.
No.
It's Jose. It's Jose.
It's Diego.
Oh, Diego. Oh. I can't stand you, Diego. That's not fair. I'm sure he's just a wonderful child. Diego.
Pepsi. And with that, you have just handed Raven his 30th loss. That's 2 losses in a row. Congratulations.
I'm not playing you for at least
Thank
2
you.
Weeks.
You just won a $100 gift card to Little Pub and all the bragging rights. Congratulations again, Pepsi.
Pepsi from Trumbull, and I just beat Raven.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a whole new set of problems when it comes to watching your kids and hoping they're doing what's safe on the internet. Mm. And luckily, there's a lot of new apps out there to help us do that.
Yeah, because you don't want to just be lurking over their shoulder because they're going to be like, I'm going to show you even less. Or maybe you got to be sneaky about it because they're just really, really guarded about their stuff.
Right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Erica Miller. She's the director of internet safety at WebWatcher, based out of Westport, and they make parental monitoring software.
Parental monitoring software is a product that allows parents to remain aware of what their children are doing online. Parents are at a disadvantage these days because we didn't grow up with these products. So we have to rely on the honesty of our children, which we often know isn't really true. So this software allows parents to check in, see where their children are going on social media, what they're posting. It's not necessarily micromanaging every step of the way, but just doing checkpoints to ensure that they are acting responsibly online and not getting in any danger.
So how do you do that? Like, do you connect?
I microchip my dogs.
Yeah,
but we can't do that.
You want to make sure they're not posting inappropriate pictures on Facebook? Is that what you're doing?
You never know.
How does it connect to their devices?
It's a very easy installation. It can be seamless to the child so that they are not aware if you don't want them to know. We actually recommend that you have an honest conversation, like, I'm going to check your stuff. I have a way to see what you're doing online, and this is because I care about you and want to make sure you don't do anything stupid. So we created that third-party kind of tracking device that allows you to, there's two different problems that we see. We see children who are spending way too much time online with and not having a healthy off and online balance. And the other problem that we see is when they are on their phone, are they doing things that are unsafe? Are they encountering people who are unsafe? Are they posting things that will have lifelong consequences?
Erica Miller, she's the director of internet safety at webwatcher.com, joining us this morning.
And I have two teenagers, 13 and 15, and I'm sure every parent can relate to this. They call your child down for dinner or for the school bus or whatever they need them to do. They call them two or three times, and then the voice gets elevated. A wrestling match starts, and you have to start taking the phone out of the hands to get their attention and get them to do what you want. Once I put this app on my child's phone, all I have to do is press a button, and it controls the apps, and they magically evaporate from their phone, so they no longer can engage.
Right. That's what I want.
It's called parental remote control. It's amazing. You get the power back.
So let me understand here. It doesn't just pause the service for these apps. It actually makes them disappear?
They can no longer work. Yes.
Wow.
That's so, I mean, think about it. How many times you're like, guys, like, seriously, you said you were coming down. You're not coming down.
Right.
All of a sudden, boom, no more Instagram.
It's like holding them ransom for dinner time.
Right.
I enjoy it. And it's great for your family because then you can control through one centralized app, you know, when your children have access to these things so that you can actually spend some time together, get them to do their homework.
All right. So it's two different apps. Screen Time, you can find that really easily by going to the Apple or Google App Store and just putting in Screen Time. That'll pop up.
Right. Screen Time, we often say, is more for when you introduce the phone to your kids. Typically, kids get their phone at 11 years old.
Right.
It's like the big sixth grade present that, you know, or fifth grade present that the kids are, you know, expecting. For Screen Time, it's for the younger kids who don't really necessarily engage a whole lot in social media yet, but they need to learn the boundaries of on and offline balance. WebWatcher is really used for the older child from, we'd say, age 11 to 17. The biggest fear is typically, what are they doing on Instagram? What are they posting? Are they inappropriate pictures? Who are they talking to on Musical.ly? Sally's not really 18 and your friend. Sally's a 35-year-old man in another state.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you monitor that and help guide your child to make responsible decisions and keep them safe at the same time?
Well, you know, social media is where we put all our best decisions from our entire lives, Anna. Nobody goes back and ever looks at those old things and judge you for your questionable behavior when you were young.
Wow, never.
Nobody.
No. WebWatcher.com or search Screen Time in the Apple and Google App Store. Erica, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.